If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. We're so happy to have in studio with us today Teresa Chatel. She is the Community Outreach and Events Coordinator at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Hastings. And we're just going to chat it up about some of the great things that are going on in the community that Our Savior's is right in the middle of. So great to see you. I don't think we know each other, so it's really nice to meet you.
Yes, you too.
So, Teresa, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I, like, how far back would you like me to go?
Go as far back as you want.
Well, I grew up in Fridley, graduated from Fridley High School.
Fridley.
Yeah, married my high school sweetheart. He was in the Navy for 6 years, so we traveled the country. Ended up back in Minnesota. Been here, moved to Hastings about 27 years ago.
And what brought you to Hastings?
My husband was a nuclear...
Sure.
A nuclear sub, so he was hoping to work at Prairie Island, and that didn't come to fruition, so he went to the airport, and we already landed in Hastings because of Prairie Island, but at the airport, so we already had a family started, built a house, so we decided to stay. We liked the community, loved it, so stayed, and 27 years later, here we are.
How long have you been at Our Savior's?
Oh, I've been at Our Savior's, I want to say it's 16 years will be this summer, with my 16th year, and I started actually doing just part-time doing the community or the Christian education piece, and then I turned into full-time, was the Christian education director. We hired somebody else. We needed a spot to fill for the community community outreach piece. Did some changing. I did that for many, many years, so I decided it was time to change over, and I love what I do now. It's really close to my heart, and it is just something that makes me happy.
So we're going to specifically talk today, I know, about the Spark program, which is a program that's been around for a while. I think the city of Hastings really took the initiative early on, and it was called Spark in the Park. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the program? What would you say is the mission of it?
Well, it's just really to give kids a place to go, something to do in the summer, try to keep them, you know, occupied. I know summer can be long for some kids, parents working, whatever, just activities. We feed them every day. We have different groups that come in and do educational pieces or fun activities with them. So it's just really an opportunity to have kids to learn more about what's going on in our own community, and we do service projects. Just a fun time for kids.
So were you involved with Spark as a church then before you decided to, you're kind of the hub right now, aren't you, of this
yes,
program?
And we were, it, well, the Spark, when it was in the parks, I think it kind of, it fizzled, and I think it morphed into something different. And then...
Was that the meals program, kind of?
Well, we did, we used to have loaves and fishes come into our
yes.
church, and we fed, and that just program is not able to continue for lack of volunteers. So we try to get them in the last few summers, but lack of volunteers has really put the kiwash
on
that.
COVID, too, I think.
COVID, yeah. So that, you know, so we were feeding people every summer, throughout the summer. And during COVID, we were actually a spot for the school to have the kids pick up their lunches and breakfasts at our church during, I did off hours, like during the evening when parents were done with work. They could come to church and get their meals that the school had provided. So we did that. Yeah, we like to kind of call ourselves the church that feeds. I mean, faith-based feeding and also just feeding people in general. We do a Wednesday night meal during the school year that we feed people. We do a we call it, it's the first and the third Thursday, Food with Friends. We're doing it curbside right now, but we're hoping to get back to having it actually in the church. Maybe in the fall we'll start up that again. So we just, people sign up on Sign Up Genius and they can come stop by and pick up a meal.
So the Spark program, though, is something that, this is called Spark 2.0. Why is it called 2.0?
Well, because we kind of rebranded it. We had a lot more partners when we did it before COVID. There was a lot more people involved. The Y was involved. A lot more groups from Hastings were involved. During COVID, we couldn't do it. Tried to get it started up last year. Didn't have a lot of support around it. So it's really not something that our saviors could have taken on themselves. So we let it go. This year, then I contacted everybody again, sent out an email, hey, let's get this started back up again. A few of the partners didn't want to continue. So it's basically our saviors, Hastings Community Ed, and Hastings Family Service. Three of us partnered up, and we brought it to life again. And we've changed the age range. We've made it for older kids so we can more focus on activities that are, you know, for that age, to make it more fun for the older kids.
So this is something that people would, do they come to you to participate in? For people that don't really know anything about the program, can you explain it?
Yeah, well, we have a registration. There's a community ed set up a registration online, so you want to register your children to come, just so we have information, emergency contact information for them. They would register, and then there's also, we did have four bus stops that were picking up kids. So we were, yeah, picking kids up in different locations to come to the church. They can also be dropped off at the church. It goes from 11:30 to 2, and the age is fifth grade, going into fifth grade, and have completion of eighth grade. So middle school kids is really where we wanted to focus our attention.
Does it run every week? How does it work, please?
Yeah, right now we are on a break because of summer school. A lot of kids were attending summer school this year, so we did it the last 2 weeks of June, and we did it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 11:30 to 2, and then we'll pick up again the first week in August, the same, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 2. And we have a lot of activities planned. We had the police department came a day, the fire department's coming, we have the library coming, they learn how to play pickleball, they learn how to play tennis, we've done bingo, they love bingo, we have a gaga pit at our church that they love playing, and they get lunch, we get lunch, Hastings Family Service provides the lunch for them every day, and Jackie Hennessy from the community ed, she is providing a lot of the activities and getting all that underway, and Amy Schaefer working with her for the food. Yeah, so it's just a lot of coordination for the three of us to do, but we all did it together. And, you know, we have about, I think right now we have 15 to 20 kids that show up every day. Yeah, so it's, you know, a lot of kids, and a few ride the bus, but most get dropped off.
So again, this is something that is free.
Yep.
You don't have to be affiliated with your church.
No. Nope. And we're just a building that was needed, a spot. Don't have to be a member of our church or anything. We wanted to facilitate a place where kids, a local place, centralized, that kids could come and hang out.
And if people are listening and they're thinking, gosh, I know my grandson or my daughter might be interested in this program, what would their next step be?
They could go on to the Hastings Community Education website, and there is a spot on there for Spark, and they can fill out a registration form. And then Jackie will get the information, and all you got to do is show up that first Tuesday in August.
And where are these pickup points for the school bus?
We have one at the 15th and Pine by... It's right by St. Philip's there. I think we have one out by the trailer park out in...
South Hastings.
Yep, South Hastings. And then I believe there is another one, I think somewhere downtown. I'm not sure of the exact locations.
But again, that information would be
available
online.
All the information is on the Hastings Community Ed website. You can find all the bus stops.
You know, it's a wonderful opportunity for kids to... go someplace where they are supervised and they're led in positive activities. They're fed. They have community with each other. It sounds like a wonderful program.
Yeah. The kids were really sad that we were taking a little break. They really wanted us to continue through all summer, but that is something that, you know, we've been evaluating and we've been meeting and figuring out, you know, what this can look like, and we'll again have a wrap-up meeting and evaluate and see the success or what we can change, what we can do different, or if maybe more partners want to come in with us. But we will be reevaluating and hopefully continuing, you know, this every summer.
So this is something that your church obviously wanted to get involved in right away. And how would you describe our Savior's outlook on social justice issues and community involvement?
Of course, we care about our community. We love all people. We are very accepting of all people. I don't really want to get into politics because that's not really where the church takes its stand. But we are welcoming to all people. That's really what I want to say. We're open. Our doors are open to all people.
And I'm just going to say, from an outsider looking in, I always think that our Savior is in the middle of good things going on that are reaching out and doing what Christ asks us to do. And that is, you know, be kind, feed the hungry, help people. I really have to hand it to you because you're doing what we're supposed to be doing. So thank you for that.
Yes, and we really want to be disciples. That's really what Jesus intended us to be, was disciples, and that's what disciples do, is they help other people in their community. And my job as the community outreach, you know, person is to find the true needs of the community. What, don't just hand money, don't just give food, really, what is it? What does the community, I'm in constant contact with all of the, you know, places in town here. What do you need? The vet's home, Lewis House, TLC. We just really want to know, what are your needs? What are you looking for? You have a specific need. Does somebody need something? And we really, our Savior has always stepped up to the plate. Specific need, our congregation usually answers it in, you know, volumes. So I'm very proud of our congregation for...
Well, this is a great program. It's called Spark 2.0. It has been rebranded, and it's free summer fun and also food for those entering grades 5th through 8th. It happens rain or shine because it's at our Savior's. There are different places around town that you can pick up a bus to go to, or you can just be dropped off. It will kick off again in early August, August 2nd, and it will run through the end of August. The hours are 11:30 until 2 o'clock, and it just sounds like it's a great thing. Tell us more. Tell us about some other things. I know you have Vacation Bible School coming up.
Yep, and that will be actually our group leads for a mission trip on tomorrow.
Oh wow!
19 of our youth and 3 adults are going to Alaska for 10 days on a mission trip. So they're going to start in Denali and do a little bit of pre-mission trip work, and they will then head on to Fairbanks and do some mission and then come back home.
And what will their tasks be? What are
they
going
to do?
They're
just going to a lower income community, and they will help, whether it's building, painting, feeding, doing food shelves. It's just kind of what that community is in need of at the time. We work through a program, and they set up all this stuff with us, and other churches come, other missions, and they just help that certain community in Fairbanks and see what their needs are, and the kids just work.
So 19 kids, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
What are the ages of those kids going?
They are high school kids, so going into 9th grade through 12th grade. Yeah, because it's a big trip. It's a long trip. It's, you know, so as we did a middle school mission trip to Denver. They just got back from there. So the middle school kids were able to go to Denver and do some work in Denver. Same thing, painting, cleaning, working at a food shelf.
Getting outside your bubble.
Yeah, for sure. That's really what, you know, we really want to help our community. We want to help, you know, the United States and also the world. I mean, that's really our outreach as people of, you know, Christ. We want to be able to help everybody as much as we can. Yeah, and then VBS is coming up. I think it's that first or second week in August.
So VBS is something that you do every year. And again, is that open to people?
Yes.
That are not members of your church?
Always, yep.
What are the ages of that?
That runs, I believe, you have to be preschool, so potty trained. And then it goes up through 4th grade.
How fun.
Yeah.
So what else is going on, Teresa?
let's see. Well, we have the, I've been working with United Way for the, we did the big, huge fentanyl series. We worked with them hand in hand, myself and Sherry Lohman, our parish nurse, worked to help to get that series, and we're planning on doing another one. So we've done that. We've made several hundred sandwiches for the homeless. We bring those up to Minneapolis or St. Paul. We just have another batch going up tomorrow of 200 sandwiches. Food for Kids, we've packed thousands and thousands of Food for Kids bags.
And that's through United Way, isn't it?
That's through United Way. So, yeah, we are.
You're a good partner of theirs.
We are. And actually, there are some things in the works about possibly being a stronger partner with them, which we'll find out more after this week, you know, hopefully being, you know, more of a location where bags will be packed. But that's more to come. That's just a maybe we'll see. It's hopefully we'll be able to help with that. You know, but that will be, there's some meetings happening this week to find out how the program will move forward now that their main person has left. So
the SPARK program, again, is open to anybody in grades 5th through the 8th. It's a free program. It's summer fun, and it's food. And all you need to do is go on the Hastings Community Education website, and you can sign your kiddos up. I know there's a waiver, of course, and there's all sorts of... you've done due diligence with, you know, because you're working with kids and all that stuff. Yes. I know people sometimes are worried about, I don't want my child to be going on a bus and...
Oh, yeah, it's through the Hastings Bus Company. And we also, I mean, everyone we've hired, you know, are, of course, are working. Myself, Amy, and Jackie have all worked with children, been, you know, background checks, all that. And we have a helper we've hired, of course, had a background check. So, yeah, it's safe.
Great program. What's some of the feedback that the little cuties give you?
Oh, they love it. They think it's so great. They actually, they loved pickleball. They thought pickleball, I was like, what? They love pickleball. They want, and they love playing
bingo.
It's
a life sport, apparently, so this is good news.
Yes, and they love playing bingo. They love bingo. Yes, we get little candies and little prizes, and they love it. Like, can we play bingo? Yep, and because the Gaga Pit, they love the Gaga Pit.
Of course.
Pit. Yeah.
But think of it, nobody plays bingo anymore unless it's on your
device. We have the real little thing that you twist and the balls roll around and fall out, so it's pretty official.
You're going back to the basics. Maybe that's what we should do. Teresa, I like you already. I'm all about the basics.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Why not? I mean, life is complicated right now.
Life
Why not?
Is complicated, but you are getting to the bottom of it, and you're doing good things at our Savior's. So great to meet you. Thank you for coming in today. Teresa Chattel, she's the Community Outreach and Events Coordinator at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Hastings. Do visit them, and I know that you're open for worship. What worship services times?
Yes, we have worship on Sundays at 8, 9, and 10:30 right now, and then we'll be starting up in the fall again. We'll have our Wednesday night worship, middle of the week worship.
Love it. Great to see you. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can come.